Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Welcome back. Hour number three here on the Rod Eccles program. It is the fastest 3 hours on Internet Talk Radio powered by Zinc Media Arts. Here it is on Tuesday, August number 28, in the year of our Lord 2018, as I broadcast from the Bunkerize studio live and in charge this hot Tuesday morning. And it is going to be hotter. The sun is out. There are a few clouds. The only good thing is that there is a breeze. But, yeah, it still feels better than no breeze, but it is a hot wind. Have you ever experienced a hot wind before? Oh, yeah, it is a hot wind. But if you are standing someplace that is shaded from the sun and the breeze blows by you, it actually feels pretty good. But if you're out in the sun, then it feels like you're in a convection oven with the hot. Well, because that's how things cook in a convection. It circulates the hot air inside the oven, cooking things faster and sealing juices in and all that kind of. There's a whole science behind why that works better than just stale air where you just bake. However, there are some things that you want. I'm not a chef. So I don't know all the sciences and nuances behind cooking and baking, but generally speaking, most meats you want to cook in the oven via convection. But when it comes to, I guess, like pastries and bread, most times you don't want convection. That's what I understand. Again, I'm not a chef. I'm not a baker chef or a sous chef, or I'm just a home chef. But there are, believe it or not, there is science to cooking. Has anybody remember that huge, what was that? It was basically a food encyclopedia, a cooking encyclopedia. It was multiple volumes. It was like $1,000 or something, $700 or $1,000 when it first came out. It was multiple volumes, and it was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages. And it was really literally about the science of cooking and the best way to cook just about everything. For the price and what it was, the type of book that it was, an encyclopedia, literally an encyclopedia, it was a bestseller. I mean, did it sell hundreds of thousands of copies or millions of copies like other? No, but for a genre, it was a bestseller, and it was expensive, you know, just like a real encyclopedia, but they went through everything. You know, and even making, I think one of the best ways to make ice cream is using dry ice. And there was scientific evidence and reasoning behind why the ice cream made with dry ice was best because of how the crystals were formed and how fast they were formed. Science was behind this. I don't think that the guy who actually began the book and put it all together, and conducted a lot of the tests and got other labs to do tests and stuff, I don't think he was actually a chef. I think he was just a home cook, you know, a home chef, basically. My memory on the whole thing, cause I didn't buy it, obviously, but it is out there. And it's still on Amazon, I do believe, so you can go check it out. But, it's just volume after volume after volume on cooking. And based on the scientific aspects, using using all kinds of methods, both high science techniques, you know, like using dry ice, to old fashioned techniques, and there are times when extreme high temperatures, you know, like in brick oven, wood fired ovens, you know, 700, 800, 900 degrees. I think the ovens that, you know, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse use, I think that they top out at 1200. So there are times when extremely high temperatures, which is very difficult. You can't achieve that at home. I don't think there's a single oven that you can buy for the home that isn't commercial that'll get above 500-550 degrees. And there are times when you need the temperature to be hotter, which is why sometimes grilling in the modern, you know, like propane powered grills, they can get up to 700-800 degrees. And that's why a lot of times things taste better on an outside grill like that. And there are a lot of precautions in order to have a professional oven like that to be put in your house. I mean, there's got to be certain types of insulation, and it's way more expensive, which is why nobody gets them. But there are times when high temperatures are really called for. And then there are times when low temperatures and hours of cooking are best. So there are times when extremely high temperatures, fast cooking is best, and there are times when low temperatures, long time to cook is best, and there are times when convection air is best, and then there are times when just stagnant air is best in baking and in cooking. So it varies in what you're trying to do, the food that's involved, and all kinds of, and this encyclopedia of cooking goes through all of that. And it is exhaustive, which is why it's expensive, which is why there are so many volumes and pages, which is why most people are not going to have it. I don't even know if our library has I'm going to have to go check. I don't think our library has a copy of that. It should, of that edition. It probably should. Any case, welcome back, folks. Glad that you are here. Hopefully it is not as muggy and hot where you are as it is here. In any case, this whole, speaking of hot and oven-like, this whole Trump-Russia collusion, Mueller, this is something that should have been high temperature, fast cooking. It should have been done by now. It should have been done already. But instead, they decided to put it on the temperature on low and just let this simmer and simmer and simmer and simmer. And every time the left thinks that they found the smoking gun, it turns out that it's nothing more than a simple firecracker. And this is the case with this whole thing with Lanny Davis and Michael Cohen. And the Connecticut New Times has a piece here today. One of the most bizarre aspects of the investigations engulfing the Trump administration is the lawyers that are involved. We have the presidency on the line, and this is Trump's team and the opposition's team. The top legal spokesman for each side are Rudy Giuliani and Lanny Davis right now. And they're trying to make fun of Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani's a smart man. He's a lawyer. And he's a smart one. And he'll say things. And I don't know Giuliani personally, never met him. But I have paid attention to his career, especially when he was mayor and after he was mayor. Rudy Giuliani would say things that on the surface would be controversial, and he knew it. And he would personally be pretty vague about it. That was on purpose. He would purposefully be pretty vague. But everybody would think that they knew what he said and what he meant. And then he'd come back and he'd clarify, and then some people accuse him, well, he walked it back. No, he didn't walk anything back. He just clarified because he wanted to get the attention, and everybody's paying attention now, and he clarifies it. You know, maybe not enough people are paying attention when he first says it, and he knows it. And then the media repeats what he said. Giuliani said this. And then he gets the chance to come back and clarify. Now, that's a smart guy. You know, yeah, he said, this thing should be done by September 1st. And everybody's saying, well, you know, hey, Giuliani, it's almost September 1st. Don't look like he's going to die down. But you know what he said really was after that? If they have the evidence against the president, they need to bring it to the fore by September 1st. Otherwise, we will know for sure that this is nothing but a shakedown and them trying any way they possibly can to boot Donald Trump because they didn't like the outcome of the election. And it's almost September 1st. And everybody's trying to focus on Giuliani's date deadline of September 1st. It's going to be done by September 1st. That's not what he meant. And he clarified that later. And September 1st is almost here. And he's right on the money. Because they bring forth this guy, Michael Cohen. And now they're dumping off, cases to state and local jurisdiction. Why? Because they are afraid that Donald Trump will pardon the people involved. And if they can take that off the table, they can force these people to say any damn thing they want in order to save their own hides. This is the case. This is very clearly the case of Michael Cohen. When not a single lawyer who's either leftist or right-leaning has any of them actually said that evidently what Michael Cohen is pleading guilty to is not even actually a crime. And many of them are trying to wonder and trying to figure out what the judge is going to do. How do you sentence somebody who pleads guilty to something that's not a crime? How do you do that? I mean, that's like, let me just break it down so it's simplistic for everybody to understand. Now, in most communities, especially in cities, jaywalking is a crime. Now, it's usually just a ticket. But jaywalking is a crime. Now, let's just say that for some reason, communities all over the country decide that jaywalking is no longer, it's wrong to do, but it's not illegal. So now keep that in mind, jaywalking is not illegal. A cop catches somebody jaywalking. They take him into court, and the person stands before the judge and says, yes, I'm guilty of jaywalking. Well, how is a judge going to sentence that person? The judge is, but jaywalking is not illegal, but I'm guilty of it. But it's not illegal. Now, can you imagine with stuff that's supposedly more serious, with a judge sitting there saying, well, it's thinking, well, it's not really illegal. What am I going to sentence him to and how? He's going to, I don't know what the appeal process could possibly be if he's pleading guilty for something, but if it's an excessive penalty, I mean, I could see the appeal. Well, Your Honor, he pled guilty, but, you know, to the new judge, Your Honor, he pled guilty, but it's really not a crime. So he shouldn't have been sentenced, especially this harshly. And some judge is going to, you know, that is worth his weight, you know, at least half his weight in cryptocurrency, is going to look at this and say, well, this is ridiculous. And they're going to either approve the appeal or throw it out. Do you folks realize this has the potential, in all seriousness, the guilty plea should be thrown out because there was no crime to plead guilty to. Now, this is according to, I don't know the details, and most of us don't know the full details or ramifications of what Cohn is currently pleading guilty to. But evidently, whatever he's been pleading guilty to is not illegal. So then he hasn't committed a crime. Now, you may say that it was unethical. Okay, I'll buy that. You can bring him up on ethical charges before the bar. But is it a crime to be unethical? Not necessarily. But we can't even say that it was unethical that what he did. What is construed to be unethical is him allowing and just giving up without Trump's permission in many cases. Now, there are certain things that Trump gave him permission to, but in many cases that they're charging this, is that they poked a hole in the attorney-client privilege, and he just let him do it. Now, that's unethical, because now that affects the rest of us, because a precedent has been set. And there are a lot of lawyers on both sides of the political aisle that are really upset about this case, simply because of attorney-client privilege. It has now been, look, I'm sorry, but now since they've been so easily able to pierce the veil of attorney-client privilege when no law was evidently broken, it means you cannot trust your lawyer. Now, if you can't trust your lawyer, how can your lawyer possibly represent you in the best possible way? But when it comes to criminal cases, they can't. Because, you know, your attorney says, well, you have attorney-client privilege, and you're sitting on the side. Yeah, just like Cohen and Trump had, uh-huh. Yeah, no, I don't trust you. That's going to be hard. That's going to put all of us at a disadvantage to the state. And trust me, folks, Mueller and his team know this. This is all about preventing people who they do not approve of from ever running for an office they do not want them to run for. Now, if Trump would have just started by running for city council or maybe even New York City mayor and won, they'd be okay with that. Because why? He's paying his dues. And then he could have run for, you know, state senate or maybe governor, and he could have won that. And then in about, you know, even though he was 70 years old, in about, you know, 8 or 10 years, then maybe he could run for president because he's already been an elected official at a lower level, so he's paid his dues. They would have been calling him a maverick, much like John McCain. But instead, he came down that escalator and does what Donald Trump always does. He shoots for the moon. And more often than not, he succeeds. And people are flabbergasted. There's no way in hell he should have had his first real estate project be a huge success as it was near Grand Central Station. There's no way in hell Donald Trump, who did not have the inner workings of a long-established major real estate concern in New York City, should Donald Trump have been able to build Trump Tower. But he did. And he's been doing stuff like there is no way back when there was the first real estate bubble crash and banks were going under and things like, you know, in the early 90s, there's no way Donald Trump should have saved himself and his company from personal and business bankruptcy and oblivion. But he did. And not only did he do that, he came back stronger, bigger, badder than ever before. He has a history of doing what other people say is not possible. He came down that escalator and he said that he was running for the presidency and he was going to win, and the entire left and never Trump Republican establishment, they all laughed. Remember that? Every time it was mentioned, yeah, Trump's going to be president, they all laughed. Literally. I mean, it just wasn't a... No, it was a... I mean, it was an all-out guffaw. And yet he won. Now, how the hell can you let a person that you literally laughed at be president when the person that everybody took seriously, that everybody in the establishment and on the left said was the most qualified person to ever run for the presidency? How could she lose to a rank political amateur? Not only a rank political amateur, but a rank political amateur that everybody laughed at. Oh, this cannot stand. No. And so now you have this never-ending investigation. It has nothing to do with Russian collusion now. Oh, we're going to get Trump on something. Even if it's just as, you know, maybe 15 years ago, he took a deduction that, you know, it was a gray area that he could legally take. But maybe if we can get somehow to get that reverse, we can bankrupt him and force him out. Maybe if we go after his kids, we can force him out that way. Maybe if they're doing all of this speculating and all this investigation has nothing to do with Russian collusion at all. By the way, might I remind folks that collusion in and of itself is not illegal. Now, if collusion actually turns out to be conspiracy, well, that's different. But if it's simply because even if Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. were sitting in the room when the Russian came through the door and said, I've got some dirt on Hillary, that is not illegal. By the way, they didn't, whatever this person had, they didn't give them the information, the Trump organization, whether Donald knew about it or not, they didn't give him the information. Donald Trump Jr., being as smart as he is, realized that this was a fishing expedition and something very rotten was going on here. So he refused any more communication. There was no crime there. It's not a crime to talk to somebody. You got some dirt? What do you got? Okay. Tell us what it is. You know, we'll listen. That's not illegal. It doesn't matter who the person is delivering the information. It's not illegal to get information. Especially if it's not classified. I don't know, was this supposed information on Hillary, was it classified? So at this particular point, there isn't really any more investigation on Russian collusion because there isn't any. And even if there were, it's not illegal. This is why we're seeing these people that are friends of Donald Trump and go back years and years and years with Trump maybe, are being not thrown under the bus by Trump, but by Mueller. And to ensure that they have no way out, they're giving everything to the state attorney in New York or to the city attorney and district attorneys in New York, where Trump has no power to pardon, and these people have no way out. They're making up stuff. They're making up stuff so much so that they've actually gotten a lawyer to admit to something that isn't even a crime. And they got him to plead guilty because if he didn't, they were going to bankrupt him and ruin him and his family. Now, to me, there seems to be collusion going on that side of the aisle.
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosett Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosettJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candy, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Folks, we've come to the point in the program where I bring to you today's holidays. Yes, the holidays for today, August number 28, are thus. There's a few of them. It's Crackers Over the Keyboard Day. This is a day that you, in order to celebrate this, you actually have to eat crackers over your computer keyboard. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. I wish I were. There is a couple by the name of Thomas and Ruth Roy. And now, I don't know how you do this or why you do this, but evidently they've made up a plethora. I mean, a bunch of holidays over the years. I don't know how you do this. And how you get people to actually celebrate them. But these Thomas and Ruth Roy of Wellcat Holidays and Herbs, so they have a business. If there isn't a holiday to exploit, they created one, basically, for their business. But it was thought up as a perennial holiday by Thomas and Ruth Roy of Wellcat Holidays and Herbs. The day exists to show you're still a free thinker by taking crackers or cookies to work and eating them right over your keyboard. In essence, it's a day to stop pretending you're trying to be careful when eating over your keyboard or doing anything else. It's a day to just let loose and eat crackers or do whatever else you want with wild abandon. So you should spend the day eating crackers over your keyboard. That's how you I'm not making this stuff up. Some of you people say you made that holiday up. No, I'm not the one who makes this stuff up. Just putting that out there. It's also Dream Day, Dream Quest, and Jubilee Day. Now, this is due to on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. I guess it has this tied in with the Lincoln Memorial. On the steps is Martin Luther King's Jr.'s engraved his I Have a Dream, part of his I Have a Dream speech. On August 28th, 1863, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., Martin Luther King Jr. gave what would become known as his I Have a Dream speech. King's speech was a call to America to live up to the words of its founding documents and a longing for a dream of racial harmony. Observers on this day are encouraged to wear black and white out of respect for peoplehood. That's how it's described, folks. Today you are to wear black and white out of respect for peoplehood. Now, this is the most fitting day to read or watch Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, because it was on this day in 63 that he delivered that speech. And, of course, we all know that black and white is supposed to mean the unity of people, black and white people, right? But today, what do we think of? We're seeing somebody wearing black and white, usually a black suit, black tie, white shirt. Yeah, we think Men in Black. Government agents. When you say Men in Black, I don't mean the movie. Oh, that is part of it. But people automatically think of government agents. All right, see a guy in a dark suit, dark tie, white shirt, sunglasses, government agent. But that's how that has devolved. But in any case, it is supposed to be a day to remember the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and what is known as his I Have a Dream speech. It is also International Read Comics in Public Day. Self-explanatory. Now, this must have been created by some comic book store. It's also National Bowtie Day. Can I say that I just don't like bow ties? I went to my senior ball and junior prom and things like that, and you had to wear the tuxedo bow tie. I don't like bow ties. I tried tying a bow tie once, did not work out well, so I've stuck to the clip-on type ever since. But that is a rare, rare occasion. I try to avoid, I don't mind wearing suits. I like dressing up. I like, looking really sharp, really clean, really good in a well-tailored suit. I don't like tuxedos. I really don't. So if there's an event that I get invited to that requires that I wear a tux simply because of that bow tie, I usually do not go. Because I really don't like bow ties. They're awful. To me, they're awful. I mean, some people like them, obviously. And some people like big ones. There's even a kid that was on, on The Apprentice? There was a kid on The Apprentice where Damon John took him under his wing and he started a new bow tie company. The kid loves bow ties. I would never wear one because I hate them. If you made a regular tie out of some of that material that he makes the bow ties out, I'd buy one of those, but not a bow tie. It's also Race Your Mouse Around the Icons Day. Well, if you still have a mouse attached to your computer, usually a desktop, although many people attach mice, to their laptop, you're supposed to take the mouse and just race it around. I'm sure everybody at work is going to think that you're a little strange if you just move the mouse. Anyway, you got it. It's also Radio Commercial Day. And we celebrate here by having fewer of them, but other stations obviously have a ton of them. National Cherry Turnover Day is today, as well as National Power Rangers Day. Yes, those icons of, the late 80s, early 90s, that never went away, even after, Soban? Is that how you pronounce his name? Even after he sold off the franchise, they're still everywhere. I never did like Power Rangers, just to put that out there. But in any case, I always thought Power Rangers was a knockoff from the 60s and 70s Japanese import TV series called Ultraman. If you've never seen it, the original versions, there were two original versions. And since then, there have been a few incarnations based on the original, but they're not, I've seen them. They've been on YouTube and Hulu. They're not the same. But the original two versions of Ultraman out of Japan, those were awesome. I think the original was it in black and white? Or maybe I just remember it being black and white because we had a black and white TV, which is because I couldn't watch it on the big TV. My mother made me watch it in the little 13-inch black and white. I used to love Ultraman. And the music, Ultraman! And it was dubbed. It was dubbed back then into English, obviously, because it was Japanese, was the original. But that's what I always viewed Power Rangers as being, some knockoff of Ultraman, and it never really worked for me. I never really liked it. But it's also Red Wine Day. Yes, not white wine, but red wine. My favorite kind of wine is a red wine. For those of you who like to send out gifts during the holidays, I am very partial to Merlots, Cabernets, and Malbecs. Yes, just in case you want to send me some. That's a holiday gift. Just saying. I mean, during the real holidays, Christmas time. Not a bribe. Just a gift. It's also Touch a Heart Tuesday, which is actually observed on the last Tuesday in August. Touch a heart by showing what humanity really is all about and what it means to be human with somebody else. Maybe you don't even know them, but just touch somebody's heart today. It's also, finally today, Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. So those are your holidays for today, August number 28. So now go out and celebrate responsibly, especially if you're celebrating with wine, red wine. Evidently, I'm hearing this story about Nancy Pelosi being a good Samaritan out in San Francisco. The city has created poop patrols. They go around scooping up all the human feces from the streets to all the homeless people and others. As CS puts it, looks like Nancy Pelosi is actually helping to create new jobs. She's creating new jobs out in San Francisco by forming poop patrols. Folks, now you want to talk about a world-class city that has literally destroyed itself. It is San Francisco. And it is a shame. Yeah, I've been to San Francisco twice in, you know, when is the last, 2013, 14 was the last time I was there. It's a beautiful city. It really is. It's a very unique American city. It looks like a European city on a coastline. If you're sitting across the bay from San Francisco in, say, like Sausalito, a beautiful little town. Oh, my. I love. If I had to live there in the Bay Area, I couldn't afford it. But if I had to and could afford it, I'd live in Sausalito. Beautiful little town. And you get a magnificent view across the bay of San Francisco. A gorgeous view. It really was a beautiful city. And then leftists destroyed it. It is a leftist utopia. It is full of crime and homelessness. Some of the things I've experienced in San Francisco, I have never experienced on the streets of New York City. And I've been to New York City. I can't count on two hands the number of times I've been to the Big Apple. Never saw anything like that. Not even back in the day when I went there in the 80s. And had to spend like, I don't know, we had to spend like something like $60 for parking for less than an hour. That was back then. So what I've seen in San Francisco as far as crime happening right in front of my eyes, like I'm watching a movie, yeah, that would be San Francisco. Even back as, you know, late as 2013. And it's worse now. And I know people who live out that way. And they won't even, you know, they live outside of the city and they won't go into the city anymore. I have a friend who wants to be an actor. He's actually had some parts. And some of those parts have been actually televised in TV series. But he says he won't go on auditions in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, a lot of theaters are moving outside of San Francisco now because people don't want to come into the city. That's how bad it is. So he's making a living being an actor, but we've often told him if he wants to get a big break, he's going to have to move to the LA area, become a waiter while doing auditions on the side. And he refuses because he's doing fine where he is. He's not getting rich. He's not getting famous, but he's making a living. He does commercials and he does, you know, small parts and cameos and things like that. And he's having a ball doing it. So he used to be a teacher, by the way. Just saying. He went out there. He moved there from New England to be a teacher. Got a teaching job. Somehow got bit by the acting bug. Quit his teaching job. And actually is making more money now as a full-time, low-level actor than he did as a teacher. That's pretty sad, too, but yeah. Anyway, that is what's happening out in San Francisco. Did you hear this? The Czech Prime Minister, he's now calling on the EU for no illegal immigrants anywhere in Europe, not just in the EU. But he's about to do a state visit. official state visit to Italy. And he's actually put the call out, calling out on the EU, because most of the non-EU Eastern European non-member nations, they're not accepting these so-called migrants or refugees. And if they do, their numbers are so low, it's ridiculous. And there's a reason for that. Some of these Eastern European nations, they don't want to be inundated with the mess that Western Europe is facing. And they also demand something that a lot of liberals here do not. And that's called integration. If you're coming into our country, like Romania, they've let in a few, I think it's a few hundred. But they've demanded that these people capitulate to Romanian culture. Now, Romania, if I'm not mistaken, is still pretty much an Orthodox country. Orthodox Christian. And so you got people who are coming in as Muslims. They're not allowed to do their Muslim stuff. Even France is coming around. You can't wear a hijab anymore, a full-faced hijab or whatever they call that thing. You can't cover your face anymore. No more legal documents. You can't get a driver's license with your face covered. Nope, can't do that. And, of course, the Muslims are crying foul, but, hey, they're saying this is our country. If you want to do this sort of thing, then you go. Now, Saudi Arabia is allowing women to drive, finally. And I had a story here about how women are in Saudi Arabia are taking to speed. I wonder how much longer before, you know, I wonder when the first female got a speeding ticket. But do their drivers, and I haven't seen one. I don't know if their driver's license or whatever their documentation that you have to have to drive in Saudi Arabia. I don't think that they allow their women to be their face to be covered either, do they? And well, I wouldn't think so because now they're letting them drive. But in any case, there is a report that women in Saudi Arabia like speed and are taking to race strips or tracks to race because they're experiencing speed for the first time. Good for them. But this whole notion that these people are going into somebody else's country and trying to force change of that country to become more like the country they left, the Czech prime minister says, I don't know what the Czech word for no is, but they're saying nada. De nada. No way. Forget it. Not going to allow it. And you've got Eastern European countries like Hungary and Poland and Romania and Lithuania that are saying, oh, hell no. And if you're really, you know, staunch about it, like Poland, you haven't let in one single legal immigrant from that region of the world. Now, I don't know how many people that the Czech Republic has let in, but I know Hungary has. They've cut it off. And Hungary's done what? Hungary's built a wall and added some more than 300 new Border Patrol agents. Sure, their wall is nothing but a fence. It's not a serious wall that Trump is proposing on our southern border, but they've done it. And so this guy is calling out the EU and all European countries on this whole, because, you know, there is this fight going on in Italy right now where the new Italian government that was just recently elected is saying no to a lot of this migrant stuff. So much so that they are willing to turn boats back. They're actually don't bring them here. If you dock at an Italian port, we are going to turn you around and escort you back to your home country. So if you're coming from Libya, you're going back to Libya if you come here. Now, this has put some European countries all in an uproar. Well, you can't do that. And they're saying, Italy's saying, watch us. And they've already done it, people. They've already done it. Even Greece has refused to take more on because they can't get rid of them. The European Union promised, well, if you let them in, you can let them go through and they'll come up to the rest of Europe, we'll bring them in. and they get stuck in Greece, and now Greece is saying, no more. Ohi. Ohi. That's Greek for no. No more. And yet we got a bunch of jackasses in this country that seem to think that we should have open borders. Well, it looks like the rest of the world is closing theirs. You know, if they ever had open borders, they're closing them. And even the European Union, where the borders have become more blurred, well, now you've got some nations in the European Union that are reaffirming their borders and saying no. And you have the people of Sweden that are beside themselves because they can't seem to get control of their so-called migrant population. That is, Swedish crime, murder, and rape has shot through the roof. And the increase is all being attributed to the migrants. I mean, it has gotten to the point now where, you know, you've got some countries where a lot of cops don't necessarily carry a firearm. From what I understand, all Swedish cops now carry a firearm, where they didn't used to. And the Swedish people are trying to find people that they can elect that will put a handle. The problem is that Sweden and the Nordic countries like Norway and Finland, they're so freaking socialist and liberal that they don't even have people running that they can vote for that are more conservative. That's how bad it is there. So when the people want some change, the people that they end up voting in, because they don't have a real choice, are people that want to keep the status quo for their own selfish reasons. Now, I have family living in Sweden. I get it directly from them. This is why I can report on Sweden as much as I don't. Now, I'm not familiar with as familiar with what's going on in places like Norway and Finland and other Nordic countries. But they're running into, from published reports, they're running into similar problems that Sweden is. But I know more about what's going on inside Sweden because I have a direct connection. You know, I have two relatives that live there. So I mean, folks, it is insanity. And, of course, I didn't get a chance to tell. Finally today, let me get into this before it gets another day out. It looks like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah, she's at it again. Yeah, they need more safe spaces, I guess. At her next few events, she's not allowing the press, the media in. She's banned the media. Now, we've seen all this hullabaloo about Trump and the way he's been treating media, right? Well, you got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the liberal leftist socialist darling, who is now banning media from her events. Now, she's still running for Congress, and she's doing events based on her or for her campaign, and she's not allowing the media. What kind of nonsense is that? Leftists in this country have totally flipped out. Just take a look at that young male who's throwing a two-year-old temper tantrum and saying, Trump and Pence, we say no, 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 no. Trump and Pence, we say no, 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 no. Trump and Pence, we say no, 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 no. Trump and Pence.